I have thoughts about Sabrina. Just let it play the whole time.
That just plays in the background of our whole episode.
I love that. Yeah, so we're back talking about Sabrenta, the teenage wizotch.
Sabrina.
The teenage wizotch. Didn't we start this season with... No, wait, what season did we start with Sabrina? Was that last season?
Teenage bitch. What?
Was that last season we started with Sabrina or something like that?
Maybe. Definitely wasn't this season.
Yeah. Well, definitely wasn't this season. We lost that one.
It's in the upside down.
We lost
Where it
her.
belongs. Where it belongs.
But the saddest part is I do feel like that was some of our funniest material. I just remember laughing that whole episode.
Both drunk. We were both definitely like past the point of sober.
Past, present, and future.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you watched season two of Sabrenta
I
finally.
did, finally.
Because I feel like you usually, sometimes you get around to things like a lot later than I do. But I'll watch shit the week it comes out.
Yeah, it's just the way I am. I don't know, like stuff will come out and I'll have been really excited for it, but like I'm just not in the mindset of it, I guess. Or like I'm in the middle. It's mostly that I'll be like in the middle of other stuff. So I'll be like watching other stuff for a long time, and then I get around to that when I'm finally like in between
Yeah.
stuff. So that's what happened with Sabrina, because I was just like not really watching anything, and I was like, oh yeah, I never watched this.
I mean, that's fair. I just recently watched, I've caught up on Big Mouth. I hadn't watched season two or three. So
Oh yeah, that was a good time.
I got around to that because I'm in between shows, and I didn't want to start another anime. I really had to stop myself.
LOL.
Because I just finished watching The Promised Neverland, yeah. The Promised Neverland. And that was really good. That was fun.
What is that one?
It's about these kids that live on like this farm. They're
I
like
may or may not be taking a Snapchat of my cat, sorry.
It's really just about these kids who live on a farm. They're all like orphans.
Oh, okay.
And
Hello.
they all periodically get adopted, but like it's not like, oh, people come by and they adopt you. They're just like the kids are sent away. They're like, you're adopted. Like mail order children or something.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but you know. And then they find out a deep, horrible secret, but I don't want to spoil it, so you have to watch.
Okay, I'm probably not gonna watch that, but thank you.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone else who may consider watching it, who is listening. But do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yes, please.
Okay, guess when our first episode of Sabrenta came out?
When?
Literally a year ago.
Was it really?
Yes.
Are you shitting me? That's so funny.
I know, and this episode is going to premiere literally a year later. I love that. We should do that. We should do
Wow.
that every year.
That's like when we forgot our anniversary was Easter.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
We were just like, oh yeah.
Do you think we did it for deep subconscious religious reasons?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, for sure.
I also went to Catholic school. I didn't.
Don't lie.
Was gonna
That's
say, that
my
would.
thing, okay? That's my quirky thing that I like to tell people. You can't have it.
You know what? I feel like I probably would have met more gays.
More gays.
Yeah. I feel like my high school years would have been a lot more sexually active.
If you went to Catholic school?
Probably.
Okay. Well, mine weren't, so.
Instead, I spent them doing other fun things. I just went to parties instead.
Good times.
I know. Ugh, I always think about high school and I'm just like, do I miss high school? I'm like, no, I just miss like not having responsibility and also still having money.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then people would drive me places. It was awesome.
Absolutely.
Ugh, love that. Anyway, so Sabrenta.
Sabrinta, speaking of high school, they go to school.
And, the devil definitely asked her to burn down Baxter High.
Yes. So, I don't even know where to start with season two because,
Don't think we can start at the beginning. I feel like we're just gonna bounce around with this one.
well, I can't. Okay, I think my main thing was that as I was watching it, I couldn't tell if I actually liked it or not. Because I was like, also, did you end up watching it with your mom?
No.
Oh, that's so upsetting. I really wanted to know her thoughts.
I know. I do too, but I can't get her to watch anything other than Christmas movies right now.
Oh, well, that's valid.
It's that time of the year for her.
We are on Hallmark Channel lockdown.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's fine. That's valid. I totally understand. That's what I'm gonna make my whole family do all of Thanksgiving, and they're gonna fucking like it.
Oh yeah, we've got our first Christmas episode coming up soon.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to watch any of those movies, but anyway,
Yeah, what?
mostly just one. Mostly just the one that I really don't want to watch, and I told you
Oh
which
yeah. And I can't wait to.
I certainly can. So I think I can't explain it. I was like watching it, and maybe it was because like all of the hype from like that I felt from season one had just completely died down. I just watching it, I was like, is this bad? Not good.
I will say that they have borrowed a little bit from Riverdale's wackiness of events.
But, like, they're allowed to because it's supernatural, you know,
Yeah,
like
so it's much more warranted, but.
it's definitely more warranted, but I think it's more just like the tone, the acting, you know, like, and then I was like, is Kiernan Shipka like a bad actress? Like, she just, there's, I don't know. I was so conflicted. I mean, I honestly couldn't tell if it was the writing or the acting. Because there were just certain lines that she had to deliver that I was like, they made her say that. Like, that was wild. She literally said, "Not today, Satan."
I know, that was really funny.
She said that. And I was like, scream, first of all. I don't know. I felt conflicted about, like, I had a good time. I enjoyed it. But I just felt conflicted about, like, I just felt like I didn't enjoy it as much as the first season, maybe. I don't know.
Really? I enjoy completely opposite. I loved season two way more than season one. I thought
Okay.
cohesively it made more sense as like they were telling the story. I mean, you kind of have to just go with it at some point because
Yeah, no, I
especially
had no problem with the wacky plot.
yeah, especially the part where Sabrina basically becomes female Sam.
Sam.
From Supernatural.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know that de the demon child, the promised demon child. You're going to usher in the apocalypse, and I'm like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I know. That was, yeah, man, that was wild. I was just kind of like, I guess my thing is, I'm like, where do they go from here?
That's really the question, and they get renewed for like two more seasons.
Wow,
So we've got a
two
part
more.
three and four coming, and I'm like, okay, so things are going to get way more demonic and way more crazy because she's just like, let's go to hell and save my boyfriend. And I'm like, please tell me that season three is going to just be like a whole Dante's Inferno type thing. They're like, we're all going to hell. And then
Probably.
I would
Yeah,
love that.
I
It's just
would
like,
assume that they're actually going to go to hell in season three, right?
yeah, and I would love if that's just the whole season. They go,
Yeah,
like, first episode, they go to hell, and like, episode eight is them escaping hell.
You know, yeah, that would be good. And, I mean, I would just love to see, like, how every single character got pulled in.
You're just like, how did everyone get down here?
Everyone just has their own, like, personal problems that take them to hell somehow. I love it.
In order for you to fully transition, one must go directly to hell.
Leave Theo alone. Man, they put him through the ringer. They really did. I was like, oh, I don't know. Okay. Can I talk about that for a second? Can I just talk about Theo's plot for a second? Because, and now I'm not, like, obviously I'm not a trans person, and I can't speak to the way that his story was being portrayed, but I actually thought certain parts of it, they did really well. And then other parts, I was like, why are you doing this? Namely his hair. I think I texted you. I was like, can they not do that to his hair? And then they just shaved it. And I was like, this is bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
like,
mean,
why didn't they give him a cute boy haircut? Like, there are plenty of choices you can make that were not the choices that they made with his hair.
I think I honestly feel like that may just be like a thing with female to male trans people or something. They like when they just start to fully identify as a boy, they're just like, all right, so I'm gonna just go shave my head and I'm a boy.
So. Regular male haircuts.
I mean, I think afterwards, but the first initial thought is just like, I'm gonna shave my head. But
I don't know.
I mean, that wouldn't be my go-to, but for some people, I think that's their go-to. They're just like, I'm gonna shave my head. That way I can fully just see myself
starting
over or something.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I understood what it, like, meant symbolically.
Yeah.
That, you know, he was, like, fully, like, there now. Like, he fully saw himself as a boy. He accepted that. He wanted others to see him that way, etc. But
yeah,
I was like, it's bad.
I mean, I fully don't even really remember Theo's storyline from this past season. I really don't.
Well,
I watched it when it initially came out, and I don't remember it from then, which was back in April.
That's valid because they kind of barely touched on it. Like, and this is what I mean, like, where I liked part of it and also didn't like part of it. Because they, like, the parts that they did touch on, I was like, okay, I feel like they're not being ridiculous with this. They're not trying to go too after school special. And they're also not, like, you know, portraying this in a bad light at all. Like, they're treating his character with sympathy.
Mm.
You know, they're making the audience sympathize with his struggle. But they kind of, then there were just parts where they just, like, glossed over it. And they were like, Theo's fine now. And I was like, he's not. He's still kind of going through this shit. Like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know how to, I don't know really how to feel about it. Again, like, I'm not a trans person. And I think that they treated his character and his storyline with respect. But then I also think that they made, like, I don't know, just the weird... Okay, you remember the tarot card episode?
Yes, the one where they were... Yeah. It was, like, entirely in that shot. Well, not entirely in that shot, but it was just, like, that one character who just, like, came out of nowhere and was just like, I'm gonna tell everyone's fortunes for an episode.
Yes. So then everybody had these, like, fake scenarios, like, these fake-out, like,
This could possibly happen, yeah.
That they went through, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A what-if so episode.
Is, like, what?
It was a what-if episode.
Yes, basically. It was, yeah. They... Sorry, I just started thinking about the Friends episode where they did that.
What if Joey was black?
I would love if that was... Nothing else is different. Just Joey is a black man.
He's played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And it's just a shot for shot. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is Hawaiian. What is wrong with you?
Keep going.
Right? Isn't he Hawaiian? Am I wrong?
I think he's like Hawaiian and black, but I okay. don't feel like fact checking this. So we're just right. going to roll with it. Keep going.
Anyway, so Theo's storyline in the tarot card episode mm-hmm. was that he used magic to get a body of a boy, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, it was basically like cautionary tale, like, don't do that. And I was like, but he does want to look like a boy. I don't know. And then later they like acted as though he was like, no, I'm comfortable just looking like this. And I was just like, I don't know. I felt conflicted about that as his conclusion to his character, because I don't know. It felt forced. It felt fake.
I mean, okay, I'll go. I gotcha. It felt fake. I felt lied to. Yeah.
I don't want to speak too much of it, and, you know, as a person who hasn't gone through that. So, anyway, the other thing I will say is that I loved his character this season so much more than last season, just because of all his reactions to fucking Roz and Harvey. Just every scene where they were like, oh, like, we're dating now, and like kiss me, and Theo's just like over there like, okay, I'm gonna go now. Just like, love it.
I mean, so it's good. Fair. It's like, oh, okay, so I guess everyone's into Harvey.
Literally, like, when you're the gay friend, I was like, this is so fucking believable. Yeah, can we talk about Roz and Harvey for a second?
Yeah, what the fuck. I knew it was coming because of the trailer, but at the same time, when it happened, I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like they honestly just did it because of Nick and Sabrina. Like, they were like, okay, we're gonna have Nick and Sabrina be together now. Because, and, I don't know, my problem with this show is I don't ship anybody with anybody. Like, I don't want anybody to be together.
But I actually, I love Nick Scratch.
Oh, I love Nick. I think he's fine. But I don't care about him and Sabrina. I don't.
I mean, that's fair.
You just don't. I don't know if I said this last time we talked about Sabrina.
Yeah, I don't know if I care about him and Sabrina being together, or if I just love Nick Scratch so much that I'm like, I just want him to have more screen time. And I know that comes with them being involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, can we talk about the fact that they're, like, the end of their storyline was basically, like, a fucking rom-com trope, where she was like, were you just using me for the devil? And he was like, at first. But then I got to know you. Like, fuck off.
It was, it very much was, like, very never been kissed, or, no, she's all that, that's what it was.
Yeah, whatever that movie is.
Were you just with me for a bet at first, but then I got to know you?
That was literally what happened. I was screaming. That's what I'm saying about the writing. Like, they would get to these points of, like, high stakes, and then it would just be like, it's like, okay.
Everything's high stakes, Grace.
She literally said to Satan, I can't, I have school. She said that to Satan, who is her father, allegedly.
I mean, sometimes you gotta prioritize your things, and you're like, I can't go today, Satan.
She had tears in her eyes when she said that line. I was like, I don't understand what's happening here. Like, are we supposed to laugh?
I mean, I do. I have to tell you that I watched this with a friend of ours because I was visiting her in New York at the time. Mm-hmm. When this came out, I was just like, oh, this came out this weekend. We could watch it. Because we went to an art festival, and then after that, I was like, hey, let's watch Sabrina. So we watched literally the whole season.
Oh,
we watched the whole season intoxicated, and it was great. And
as you should.
Yeah, and then she texted me and she was like, so I think we should definitely always only watch the show that way. Like, we have to binge it as soon as it comes out, and we have to do it the exact same way. I'm like, I'm down.
I agree, and honestly, I think that's how I should have watched
it. You're like, because I'm missing an element.
I feel like I would have just been along for the ride. And, yeah. Like, not cared as much.
That was my whole thing, is I was just along for the ride. I think that's why I like watching it. It's, like, fun. It's a fun watch. It's like,
it's
like how the first season of Riverdale was, where you were like, oh, this is fun, and then it started to get all kinds of whatever it's doing now.
Huff and glue in the closet.
It really is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know why I was, like, not as into this season. I did think it was fun, and I did enjoy it. I guess I wasn't as, like, hyped up about it, maybe? Like, because when the first season came out, I was like, yeah, this reboot, woo! And it's dark, and it's edgy, and Kiernan Shipka is cool. And then this season came out, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll watch this.
Maybe you know? I'm hoping that season 3 you'll just loop back around. It just may have been a season 2 dump for you.
Yeah, probably. You know, my interest in things swings wildly around with no reason.
Yeah, and then you'll, like, tell me, okay, so I'm rewatching season 2, and it's actually not as bad as I remember it being first time.
I'll be like, I binged all 3 seasons in 48 hours. It was great.
Yeah. Okay, so definitely my favorite, like, one of my favorite moments in this season was when they did the play.
Ah, yes, the play.
I loved that. But it also, I loved it.
Because those characters gotta get up on stage. They gotta be on stage.
I just love that they're just, that they do, my favorite element of it was just, like, we're in a demonic, witch school. We're gonna do a school play.
That was, yeah, it was essentially, I'm like, yeah, remember in Harry Potter where they put on a school play? Like, what are y'all doing?
Actually, maybe they should have. If they did that, maybe Voldemort would have been killed sooner.
They kill Voldemort in a school play. Wasn't that the plot of one of the, like, I don't know, stupid parody spinoffs?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They could have John Wilkes Boothed him.
Jesus Christ.
We love a historical joke.
We love a good history joke. I told you we're all about the historical stuff this season. It's a history podcast now.
I know. Does the History Channel have music? I don't know if that's the song, but it sounds like
definitely not that.
It sounds like it should be, though.
I don't know. It sounds like it should. Based on what?
Just the tune of it. It sounds like if you were to come up with music for the History Channel. It reminds me. What was the. I don't know what the tune of it was, but like in the 90s, they were like, I'm Linda Ellerbee. Do you remember her?
What?
Linda Ellerbee? Do you remember her?
No, what are you talking about?
She used to come on, like, Nick. It was, like, world news or something. Like, randomly, you'd be watching Nickelodeon, and then at, like, 8 or 8:30, it would just be, like, Linda fucking Ellerbee.
No, I didn't have cable as a kid, remember?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Well,
remember
that was
my tragic backstory?
I forgot. It's like how our other friend is not from this country, so sometimes we'll say stuff, and she'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Amazing. But then she'll know obscure shit, and we're like, how do you fucking know that? She's like, oh, it was huge over in Europe. We're like, what the fuck?
Why that, of all things?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't want to get into that conversation. That's a whole nother conversation.
What, Europe?
Yes. Like, yeah. Just how things, like, from here will get big over there, and you're just like, why that thing, though?
I love it. No rhyme or reason. It just does.
Matt Damon is huge overseas, and I'm like, what?
Oh, we love it. Yeah, I enjoyed the play. I also really enjoyed the realistic flashback of the events of the play.
Oh, yes.
She was, like, telling about how, you know,
Miss Wardwell became Miss Wardwell.
Yeah.
I loved that.
That was so funny. When that, like, flashback started, I was like, hello? Like, what show are we watching? Talk about the History Channel.
Yeah, in the cast out of the Garden of Eden, Lilith roams the countryside.
I also love, like, the whole thing was just like, well, Satan was really hot, so Lilith said.
And you know what? Believable. If I were gonna believe that, it's just like, hey, if you're just like a hot young thing wandering out in the wilderness, you're just like, oh no, God cast me out, what am I going to do? And, like, why not? Like, the devil's just like, hey, bitch.
Hey.
Is that not in the Bible? I swear it is.
Yeah, I think it is. And then the devil was like, hey.
But it does say in the Bible that, you know, the morning star was the most beautiful of God's angels. So it's believable.
Sure. Like, I don't know. I've never read the Bible except for when I had to for school.
I can't say I haven't read it. I have read random bits. Do you know what's really fun is, like, reading Revelations, because it's like, it just seems like a wacky nonsense chapter.
Do you know what's really fun? Reading Revelation.
It really...
You sound like the one Mormon coworker I had at one time, who was like a Mormon and also a horse girl. She would say shit like that. We'd be like, who are you?
A Mormon horse girl? I have to scream.
Oh, yeah, she was a special little girl.
But yeah, it Revelations really does read like a crack fic. It's like just random stuff happening because it can.
I feel like the Bible was a crack fic, like, honestly.
I mean, dude living inside of a whale. And then I love, like, sometimes when you just, like, bring that up to, like, religious people and they're like, it's a metaphor. And I'm just like, why is that a metaphor but the rest is literal? I don't understand.
It's an allegory. And then they're like, gays should die. I'm like, okay.
Wait, what's that an allegory for then? Space,
you know,
exploration.
It's an allegory for that gays should die.
The only religious allegory I accept is Aslan, the Jesus allegory lion.
Furry rights.
Furry rights. No, I can't wait until they do a reboot. Disney will still have the rights. They rebooted again, and Aslan this time isn't like a realistic lion. He's like an anthropomorphic lion, and he's hot for no reason. He's literally just Leomon.
He's live action Leomon.
You know what? It would sell. I feel like it would sell.
Oh, absolutely.
It would get a lot of 14-year-old girls very confused.
Oh, absolutely. A whole new generation of furries would be born.
Oh, no.
You know first, what we don't need in this world? Is that.
First a generation of ass eaters, then furries. What's next?
Yeah.
I mean, is it not true? They're always talking, they're always on the internet talking about eating ass.
Who?
The youth.
Are they?
They're always talking about things.
Is this on Twitter that I'm not on?
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about over on Twitter? Eating ass?
They do that on Tumblr, too.
Do they? Oh, again, I only follow lesbians. Twitter, so we have very different Tumblr experiences, I think.
Are you telling me that lesbians don't do that?
Well, they don't talk about it. Anyway.
No, they just date each other repeatedly. In a circle. I have now dated all lesbians.
Circle jerk. Yeah, the swirly ball. Yeah, what were we saying about the
So I just love that the devil was, like, ridiculously hot for no reason.
He was, and...
Of course he had to be British, though. I'm like, they always have to make the devil British, and I'm like, you already have Lucifer on here, you can't do that with another one.
Is he British on that show? I have never watched that show.
Well, yeah, Lucifer on there, he's also British. I'm just like, I don't understand. And fucking Bedazzled, Elizabeth Hurley. Her British ass.
What is Bedazzled?
With Brendan Fraser?
Nope.
Have you never seen it?
Nope.
Oh my god, how's Catherine seen it and you haven't? Well, I made her watch it, so that may be why, but...
Okay, well, I'm gonna say...
I mean, there is a original old movie of it, and then there's a remake. But the remake is with Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley. And it's great.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. Okay, I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
What's funny is, like, her British accent, it sounds like she's, like, trying to fight it a little bit in the movie. Like, they told her, can you, like, tone it down a little bit? Like, can you not sound like a fucking foreigner? Like, that'd be great.
She was like, no.
Oh, Elizabeth Hurley's gonna be in the last season of Runaways. This is apparently the last season.
Oh, another show I have not watched past season one.
Oh. Oh, just me then.
Rip.
Just me then.
So sorry.
It's whatever.
Literally just you. Nobody else in the world has seen it.
Oh my god, they canceled Cloak and Dagger? How sad. I liked that show. Oh well.
Rip.
What else will Freeform ruin?
Isn't that their tagline now? What else will we ruin?
Basically. I really just want to see what's next.
So, my store recently, the company has never done a TV commercial, really, ever. And they recently did one. And they were, like, they sent out, like, a news blast about it. And, like, it was, like, it's going to air on Freeform. And I was, like, I have to laugh.
I have to scream inside.
It was so funny. I was, apparently, like, Freeform.
Apparently, that's your demographic.
Well, it was, like, that and, like, HGTV. And, like, other stuff, but I was like, Freeform.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Oh, sidebar, really quick. Have you seen his Dark Materials?
No.
Because I know you're a Golden Compass fan.
I'm not.
Oh, I could have sworn you were.
Nope. I've never read it.
Oh.
Never saw the original movie either. It's not that I'm not a fan, I just, like, didn't read it.
Then that maybe... Who the fuck was it who told me I was, like, the Golden Compass, and they were like, it's an alethiometer, and I'm like, the fuck is that?
Oh, that was not me, because I don't know that word.
It's just really funny, it's just like, it tells the truth, and it's like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, really. I mean, I'm sure it's good, like...
Oh, girl, I watched the first episode, I literally fell asleep, like, 3/4 of the way in.
That's amazing.
No, what was funny is I fell asleep I fell asleep on it twice, I think. I fell asleep on it first, realized I was falling asleep, stopped it, rewound, and then I fell asleep again.
Isn't her love interest a bear?
I don't think so. I don't.
There's a bear?
I don't know. I really don't. I only watched the...
Man?
That wasn't in the... wasn't in the first episode, or at least the bit that I watched of the first episode. You're like, she wants to fuck a bear.
I'm losing my mind.
Furry rights?
It's a polar bear.
Oh, I hate it.
Okay, there's definitely a polar bear in it. I don't know if it's her love interest, but for some reason I feel like it is.
Why? Why would you think that?
I don't know.
I'm like, what would lead you to...
that's what I remember, like, of the, because my best friend read them, and I remember, like, talking about it. No, wait, she has a love interest, the little girl, right?
I think it's just some random little boy.
It's a little boy, okay.
And so he gets, like, kidnapped.
Who's the bear? The bear is definitely important.
Girl, I don't know. Maybe he gets turned into a polar bear, I don't know.
Anyway.
Whatever. Anywho.
There is a bear. I'm not wrong.
A bear was present. Let me tell you what. I saw a polar bear.
I saw that darn polar bear.
Have you seen Watchmen?
No.
Oh.
No. I have to catch up on my HBO fucking prestige that they're churning out these days.
It's true. I have been enjoying Watchmen. The first episode's a rough one. But
yeah, no, you remember I texted you about it, I think. And oh, you were like, I'm a little confused, but
no, I was a lot of confused. And yeah. Now I'm not any less confused, but you know, I'm at least going with it and I'm enjoying it a lot more. Like by episode 3 I was just like, oh, I'm actually enjoying this.
I'll give it a watch. I'll give it a go.
It's very different than the movie.
Yeah, no, I figured. I mean,
yeah, I knew it was going to be, but I didn't realize how different. And I was just like, oh. And then I'm just like, well, what's the context of how the original mythos plays into this?
But right. I have read the original comic, so. Which is pretty much the movie.
Dude, I have it on my bookshelf, and I keep meaning to read it, and I just never do.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's basically the movie, except, you know, better, because it's the source material.
True. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That means Silk Spectre and the fucking Night Owl fuck, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you still have to see them fuck. Actually, I don't remember.
I'll just skip those pages.
So terrible in the movie. So bad. I don't remember if they... I mean, they still get together, but I don't remember if they... if you have to watch it in quite that length. You definitely see Manhattan's penis, though, for sure.
Love that. Love that still. For him.
Yeah, we stan.
So anyway, back to Sabrina.
Sabrina.
I love going off topic.
For 5 minutes. Yeah, what else? What else did I like? I wanna talk about, you know, the positive things. I of course loved Miss Wardwell.
Oh yeah. I love how she still continues to come completely out of the darkness.
You know what was funny is it had been so long since I saw season one that I like straight up forgot that they didn't know that that was their teacher.
Yeah.
And, like, she was, like, when that was, like, the reveal, and I was like, wait, did they not know that?
Did they not know that she was not her teacher?
That was so funny. But then, oh, and I'm wondering what's going to happen with her in future seasons, because they brought her back. They brought the teacher back, right? And now Lilith is just Lilith.
Yeah, which is very confusing, so I'm just like...
So, I'm wondering, yeah, I'm just like, no, I need to see evil Miss Wardwell. Like, I need her in my life. Like, she's my mother, and I need her.
Yeah.
Please don't take her away from me.
It's gonna be very confusing, I feel. Or it's gonna be quite the adjustment.
Yeah. I also, I'm just, like, ready for the conclusion of everything. Like, the end of the series to be that Lilith is the, like, becomes the devil. Like, that they kill Satan, and then, like, Lilith is, like, the leader of the Church of Night forever. Like,
I mean, that would make sense.
Like Game of Thrones, if Game of Thrones was good, you know?
Like, if it ended like it was fucking supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw, by the way, I definitely saw a tweet the other day that was talking about, like, the spirals that they had in the last season. Like, the you know, what? Like, how they would randomly have, like, the dead bodies and it would be in a spiral or whatever or something?
Oh, I haven't seen the last season at all.
Well, not just in the last season, but throughout the series. You remember they would, like, when they would be up north or whatever, they would randomly see, like, dead bodies in, like, a weird spiral pattern or something.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I can't believe this literally meant nothing.
I can, because the writers are trash.
I also can believe that. And I was very upset by it. I was just like, are you fucking serious?
Like, everybody guessed the one big reveal, and then it was just over from there.
I think it was literally because they ran out of books.
And then they were like, Daenerys is evil. Anyway.
Yeah. They didn't have the source material of George R. R. Martin literally showing them how that happened. So they were just like, I guess they just have to imagine how it happens. And she's evil. Kill her. And then that's the end.
Basically. They were like, we don't actually want to write this, so it's just going to happen.
Literally, the last season feels like the Cliff Notes version. Like, literally, he gave them a bullet list. These are the things that are supposed to happen. And then they did that.
But they didn't even try to work up to any of it. They were like, okay, just do it. And Bran is on the throne. Great. I'm like, what? Why? No, you no.
It made zero sense.
But yeah, like, I'm ready for the conclusion of Sabrina to be that Lilith becomes, I don't know, the new scene, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to see where the show goes from here. Just because I'm like, where, like you were saying, you're just like, how do we up the stakes from here? Well go to hell. I
mean, they have to go to hell.
Yeah, but how do you up the stakes from going to hell? Go to heaven?
You know, I mean, that's what Supernatural did, and look how it worked out for them.
Well,
demons are real, so angels must be real. Oh, can we talk about the angels? Those fucking, like, Christian kids.
Wait. Oh my god, I completely forgot about them.
Right? I mean, it was like one hot episode.
It was like a full-on blurb. I completely forgot about that.
That was so, 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 so funny.
I literally thought you were talking about Supernatural for a second.
No, I mean, I was when I was...
Like, I was about to scream. Because, yeah. You know, because I am also watching Supernatural, and I just remembered I do have, like, I need to watch, like, two episodes.
When are you not watching Supernatural?
Well, I'm trying to watch this season live, just because I'm like, sure, why not? I get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Straight from the mouths of babes.
And it's still awful.
It's still garbage. No, that was very funny. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, I feel like from that point on, when, like, Sabrina, like, resurrected herself and, like, became, like, just all sorts of magic and just could do whatever she wanted, I was just kind of like, okay.
Like, I completely forgot. I forgot how, like, I was going to say that was one of my favorite moments, was when she was like, I'm floating and have this, like, thorn crown on my head.
I know. Well, okay, and here's the thing. Me too. Like, I loved that moment. But, like, again, I am questioning Kiernan Shipka as an actress, because part of me was just like, this is funny. Like, I just, like, wasn't... I don't know. Is it the acting? Is it the directing? Is it the writing? I don't know. I love it.
I think it might be another, you know, Twilight scenario where it's just the way it was written.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's my feeling. That's my feeling. But I did love it. Like, as, you know, overall, like, the concept of her becoming the devil's daughter, and then oh, and that they sang Phantom of the Opera in the last episode. Yep, that was a
oh, that's what that was.
That's what that was. Yep.
You know what? I knew someone was gonna fucking tell me what it was, and of course it had to have been you, who was a huge Phantom of the Opera fan.
I was obsessed with that movie/play/book when I was like in middle school, because I was a fucking weirdo and still am. And when that moment happened, I almost peed my pants. Like, I was like, they're doing this. They're really doing this. They really got the rights from Andrew Lloyd fucking Webber. They got those rights and they sang that.
Well,
is he dead?
I don't fucking know.
I feel like he died. Right?
I have
he wouldn't let the Cats movie be made, right?
Is he the one who's responsible for that nonsense?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I mean, is he responsible for the original cats?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then he should be beaten with a stick.
No, remember? Don't you remember? Oh, he's definitely still alive. Well, damn. Anyway,
are you gonna say Kimmy Schmidt when they're talking about cats?
Yeah, remember? Remember on Kimmy Schmidt when he was like, oh, it was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and they were like, was it? Look closely. And it says like, Andrew Tolulu Wobbly. Oh, so funny.
I hate it. I really do thoroughly hate cats. And I hate that people are being all like, oh, the Cats movie looks like it's gonna be good, or are excited to go see it. I'm like, the only way that you should go see that movie is if you are full on drugs. Like, you have to be on drugs. And then at that point, I don't even know if it would be fun. I feel like it would just be a horrifying experience.
Oh, absolutely. I don't condone that movie at all, but I want you to know that this is what he looks like, and I didn't know that.
Why does he look like a fat Martin Short?
I don't know, but it scares me. I also want you to know that he wrote the School of Rock musical play version of School of Rock.
Where is Miranda Cosgrove?
Where is she?
I like how that was my thought that came out of that.
Where is she? Somebody told me she's a mom, and I was like, no, she's not.
I mean, I feel like that's something we could find out on the internet.
I'm gonna look her up on Instagram.
Let me ask her stalker.
This has devolved so fast.
Well, Sabrenta will do that.
She does. She's not a mother. She fosters cats. It looks like. What, she looks great. Like, have you seen her recently?
No, but sorry, that's really funny. She fosters cats.
She does, but she also looks amazing. Like, she looks the same.
And you know what? Anyway. That's what being unproblematic will do for you. It does wonders that's for true. The skin.
She really has stayed in her lane, I feel like.
She got off the road.
She fully fucking exited the highway.
iCarly was over and she was just like, thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't that great.
Well, for her, probably not.
Oh, man. Anyway. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else major to say. I did enjoy it for the most part. I don't know. What are some of your thoughts?
What? Let's ask the audience. I really feel like that was, like, mostly... That were most of the points that I remember from this season. It was really, like... Roz and Harvey. I love how Roz went blind for a minute. Or is she still blind? Is she still blind?
No, I think,
Oh, yeah, Sabrina, like, healed her. That was,
Sabrina
like, one of her...
restored her, yeah.
That was, like, one of her mini miracles. And I was just like, why didn't you do that from the fucking start, bitch? You're a witch! Like...
Because it would have had consequences. Somebody else's eyes would have been taken.
Since when does she give a fuck about anything?
I don't know.
That's literally...
My other thing, and I don't know if you agree with this, I think Sabrina is, like, a fucking idiot. Like, she just really comes across as a dumb bitch, like, most of the time. Like, and I love her for it. Like, I love that she's this, like, young female character who's just kind of out there doing whatever the fuck she wants, even though everybody is like, please do not do that. And she's like, I'm gonna do it. But she's wrong every time.
She's doing exactly what a male character would do. Or at least, or I want to say a white male character would do.
Yeah. And I do like that she doesn't have, like, a ton of consequences for her dumb actions.
I don't know,
but I do find her hard to follow sometimes because I'm like, please, everyone is telling you not to do this. And it's clear that you shouldn't be doing it. but you're doing it.
I know, they're all like, Sabrina, no, and she goes, Sabrina, yes!
It's basically the whole show. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Sabrina, don't do it. I'ma do it.
I'ma do it. Oh, you know what else was kind of weird was the, what's the cousin's name?
Oh, Ambrose and fucking, yeah. Prudence? That I totally forgot about that. That was one of the other things I wanted to bring up. That made, like, I know his character is supposed to be pansexual, but the way that that came completely left field, where they're just like, oh, now we're in love. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because you're both black, I guess?
Yes! I really, honestly, like, I had that thought so many times. I was like, they are literally just sequestering the black character. I mean, Roz is black, I guess, but it just felt weird. Didn't it? Like, didn't it feel weird?
It felt unnatural. Felt like, literally, just because, like, he was like, oh, my boyfriend's dead and I'm sad. I'm gonna just go fuck this girl and now I'm in love with her. And I'm like, that makes zero sense. How are you but in love? Was, you don't even know each other.
He was fucking her while the boyfriend was just, like, away.
Yeah! And, which was also and just was, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think what was weird about it, to me at least, was that they, it was predicated on, like, this, the fact that they had, like, huge sexual chemistry, and I was like, they don't.
They have zero on-screen chemistry, from what I can get.
They read like cousins, and I'm uncomfortable.
They really do. And I hated it.
And I also, yeah, I was like, I was really all about them as friends, and I think that them, like, putting them together in a relationship was just odd.
Yeah, I would have preferred if they were friends. Like, if they had become best friends, that would have been more preferable to me. Now, I don't care if they were going to pair him up with some, like, another female character, that's fine. Just, like, as long as it made sense. Like, they had some type of chemistry or something happened before. Like, the only scenes they had before was they were like, oh, we were in an orgy together.
Yep.
And I'm
like, while Fever Apple was playing.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and what does that mean? Well, once you have an orgy together, you fall in love. And I'm like, are we still doing, like, Christian values here somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, even though we're the Church of Satan.
Dark Christian values.
Okay, my other thing, and I think I talked about this. I like how I said I didn't have more to talk about, but I clearly do. I think I talked about this when we first talked about Sabrina. I'm not quite sure what the show's trying to say with their, like, hashtag feminism sort of, you know what I mean? Like, that tone, that overtone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure because, like, the whole character of Father Blackwell, is that his name?
Yeah.
Blackwood?
Yeah, Blackwood, whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, he should be the main villain, right?
Yeah.
Like, he is so fucking evil. And then, like, season two is, like, goes out of their way to portray how evil he is. But, like, What's-Her-Face is still marrying him. Like, Prudence still, like, wants to be his daughter. I was like, what are we, I don't understand. I don't know.
I think by the end they were, like, not into it. They were just trying to figure out a way to, like, oust him from within or something.
Yes. But, like, again, like, the show wasn't quite treating him like, I don't know. I just feel like it should have treated him more as the main villain.
I feel like they were treating him that way up to a certain point, and then, like,
Satan
literally just took over. He was like, well, Satan's here! And it's like, well, okay.
Yeah, because...
with his one fucking hoof. For some reason, he only had one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get why he turns into that either. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't either. I think they were just, like, character design. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'd have to rewatch the full thing and kind of get more of a coherent thought on it. But, like, they really, like, go this overt route to be like, hashtag feminism, hashtag, like, I don't know, justice for all. And then they, like, kind of usurp themselves a lot with it, I feel like. Like, they kind of just, like, swing back around at a certain point. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a little bizarre to me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they kind of became... I want to say that they kind of became self-aware of that at some point and then started to steer slightly away from it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm like, okay, but it, like, if Father Blackwell... Blackwood.
I think it's Blackwood.
If Father Blackwood and Satan are your main, like, bad dudes and they're clearly evil, and then you've got all these, like, interesting female characters and, you know, I'm gonna call them allies, like, fighting against that, I don't know, like...
I think it was supposed to be, like, a... I feel like what it was is they were trying to do, like, this whole men will manipulate women into doing things that they otherwise wouldn't type of scenario, or try and control them in some type of way. But
yeah,
what's weird is the way that it's constructed around that whole Lilith and Satan thing.
Yeah.
With the whole, like, writing in his book and, like, you're bound to him type thing. It's, like, it's very confusing as to what that truly is supposed to mean. Like, what is it metaphorically supposed to mean?
Yes. Yeah. Like, what, like, is it a metaphor?
Or is it an actuality?
Right, like, not a metaphor, I guess. Like, is that symbolizing your whole, like, feminism message, or are you just kind of doing this hashtag feminism thing?
Yeah.
I think that's more what I'm saying. I'm like, are you actually trying to say something here, or are you just kind of like, oh, she's a girl, and she's doing stuff.
Like, is it... Is that really what you're trying to say, or is it just tacked on to something else you're already doing?
Yeah.
I get that.
I think that's more my point. I'm like, are you trying to be subtle? Are you trying to be overt? Because it seems like you're doing both, and it's not quite hitting the mark where I think it should be hitting.
I agree.
So, and that's why I'm like, just have Lilith be, like, kill the devil. Like, just do that.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going this whole roundabout way. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, also, I feel like because, like, you bringing up those fucking... What are they? Were they angels, or are they just weird angel kids?
They do say that they're angels. But then she says, the one girl angel is like, we're not just angels. We have powers or something. I don't know. So they were like, you know, they were missionaries.
Oh. Well, yeah. Sure. Maybe they're like Nephilim or something.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a sense. Like, they were supposed to be like an offshoot of...
Oh, so they're like angel kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes... Angel kids. I mean, I get that. That makes sense. So, I guess they're supposed... Maybe that'll be what season... I doubt that'll be what season 3 is about, since they have to go to hell. So maybe that'll be what season 4 is. It's like...
They fight them.
The angel kids? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
The, like, Church of Night versus the Church of Light.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Sunday.
Come on down. They're all in a mud pit. I feel like because we saw those characters and then we kind of just quickly got rid of them, like, we're definitely going to see something else happen with that, I don't know, storyline. Like, those, like, God is going to, you know,
be
coming around the corner when she comes.
She'll be coming. Yeah, I just don't know how soon it'll be. That's what I'm wondering, is, like, how soon off. That's why I'm like, I don't know if it'll be season 3. It might be season 4.
Never know. See, I think they're going to try to do multiple things in season 3, because season 2 felt like multiple things, and I feel like they're going to go even more in season 3.
Apparently there's only 8 episodes in part 3 and 4. So that's why I'm like,
yeah, but the episodes are long. They're like an hour.
True.
So, you can write a lot of dumb shit in an hour.
As proven by Orange is the New Black.
Season after season.
Yeah, but Sabrina was smart, and they were just like, yeah, we're going to keep this to 8 episodes. I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Because 13 sometimes is too much.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to, like, really take me there.
Yeah.
But I don't think they are.
I mean, how?
Yeah. Ooh. See, that would be fun. Oh, okay. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm thinking... Sorry, I'm thinking about rewriting something of my own, and I'm just like, see, that would be fun if we just continue to devolve into crazy wackiness. We're just like, where are we going?
Just, you know what? My advice for all writers out there, just take a leaf out of the Riverdale writer's book and just fucking go for it. Just do whatever the fuck you want, and people will either respond to it or they won't. That's all I have to say. I think Riverdale has taught us a great lesson in writing,
yeah.
Which is that you can do whatever you want, and somebody will put it on television.
That is true. Instead of asking yourself, what if we went back? What if you just kept going down the duck? What if you just kept going down the path?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Just keep going. The last thing, the one more thing I have to say about season 2 of Sabrina was that Dorian Gray was a character.
Yes.
And at first I was like, okay, it's called Dorian's or whatever. It's called Dorian Gray's, like the bar is called that. And his name is Dorian. So, oh, cool, cool illusion. But no, that character was actually Dorian Gray.
I know, that was so funny.
Like, they, like, had him hide in the painting, and then he, like, came back to life. I was like, oh, so that's really Dorian Gray? Just for some reason, this literary character exists in this world.
I mean, why not? Why not, Grace?
That was funny. That tickled me.
You know what tickled me?
Why not? Yeah.
You know what tickled me?
Yeah.
It's time to make your dark devotion to me. I fucking loved that. Like, literally just the whisper. It's time to make your dark devotion to me.
When he was just like, steal a bag of gum.
Honestly. Like, okay. What was really funny about that was when she was just like, no, I'm not going to steal a pack of gum. And then he was just like, burn down your school.
And then she almost did. But the bitch wouldn't steal gum, but she was going to burn down her school.
See, that's these are reasons why I love Sabrina.
Like, what fucking logic is that? Love it.
It's Sabrina logic. It doesn't have to make sense. In her mind, it does.
We love it. We love to see it.
Honestly, that's just how I feel whenever my mom asks me to do something. She's just like, it's time to make your dark devotion to me.
Please tell her that when you guys finally watch season 2 again.
I'll scream for 20 years.
So funny.
I'm gonna ironically try and make her watch Sabrina on Christmas or something. That would be funny.
There's a Christmas episode. It's relevant.
Well, that was last year. I don't know if they're doing one this year.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It's relevant.
Well, we've already seen the Christmas one. We watched that one last year.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, I guess that's it. Do we have any more thoughts? Or is that all?
The Dorian Gray thing was the last thing I wanted to say.
I do love that. I really thought him and did him and Ambrose fuck? Because I feel like they were going to. There was like weird sexual tension.
Yeah, they didn't. But he was just gay all over the place, which I also really appreciated.
True. I had a feeling that he wanted to fuck Nick Scratch, but you know, valid.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, you know, I do rescind my earlier statement that I don't ship anybody, because I do ship Nick and Harvey.
Ah, true.
That's my one. That's my crack ship. I love it. You know what? And we got an episode where they were together this season. And I was like, this is it. Great. Good.
This is it. They're going to kiss. Kiss.
I'm like, I know in no universe is this going to happen. But I love it. I love to see them together. I love it. I love that they hate each other. Love it.
I can't wait for Sabrina to randomly have a musical episode for no reason.
Oh my god, please. It's going to be when they go to hell.
That's going to be too... That would really blow me away. It's
you
like...
You know what's going to happen.
And that's it. Just while they're in hell, just that whole episode is musical.
And it's all going to be Andrew Lloyd Webber songs, because for some fucking reason, he gave them the rights to Phantom of the Opera. I'm still blown away by that.
Well, we all have to live with things.
We sure do, Chad. Back to you, Tim.
So, anyway, so our next episode is going to start off our Christmas season.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited.
It was funny when you were texting me and you were like, yeah, I'm going to see if Kathy can, like, record with us next week. And I was like, oh, shit, do I have to watch all those movies? Like, right now? Like, I have to watch them.
That reminds me, I don't think I texted her. Completely forgot.
I'll call her right now on the pod, live on air.
Hey, so I forgot to text you last week. Now I have to go back and see what fucking movies I told you we should watch.
It was, well, one of them is...
Oh no, we have to keep it a secret. We have to keep it a secret on air.
It's nothing. Beep that out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go back and bleep that at.
It's Beep, starring Beep and Beep.
Redacted.
Starring Beep from hit television show Beep.
And Beep. God, I can't wait to not watch Beep.
I'm not excited to watch that one. But the rest of them, fine.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be a fun time, I'm sure. I really wish they were doing a Princess Switch 2, but...
Aren't they?
I want to say that they... Didn't I send you a message that said they were going to? I don't know if it's coming out this year, though. I haven't seen anything about it.
Why would you not get immediately on that? Like, so that it could come out this year. Like, that's what I don't get. I'm like, that was an instant classic. You should have optioned the sequel right then and there.
An instant classic. Yeah, that's what... That's really what I wanted to call it. I love instant classic, fucking The Princess Switch.
Was it not?
Still laughing at the fact that homegirl is like, I'm gonna cut the wire to their blender. And then she didn't even fucking use the mixer, like, the entire time they were there.
But I still got fucked up.
Yeah, somehow. They're like, oh, it's messed up. And I'm just like, how did you not use a fucking mixer?
Oh, God.
Anyway. So that'll...
Yeah, so Christmas.
Oh, God. Do you know what is coming out, though? The third iteration of A Christmas Prince. The Royal Baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't wait for that garbage. Ugh, love it. Well, anyway. Until next time, little insomniacs, when we'll be back with more with the Christmas episode. Jingle, 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 jingle. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Ho, ho.